Thank you for watching Glorious Living. Today's program is going to be glorious. Share this with your friends and get ready to have a great time in God's presence. I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and it's always a joy for me to welcome you into Studio C. And today I'm dressed up in our new sweatshirt along with Chrissy.
Here we are. We match, and we're twins today.
Kinda, Pastor
Kathy,
twins.
I love it. But you see how you have style. You put the little pink in there.
Yeah, but you got the pink earrings, girl.
I do. We're coordinated.
Hallelujah.
We're ready for glory.
We're getting ready. It's next week, so we're just hoping that you're already making plans to be here at Jesse DuPlantis Ministries International Headquarters. Again, the dates are March the 6th. That's a Friday night at 7 p.m. And oh, the ladies are going to come expecting.
I'm telling you.
You might be coming in your sweatshirt.
You
I know they've
to.
Been going flying off the shelves.
They really
People
are.
Been buying them.
People love them.
Especially like this zip-up thing that y'all did
I
this
know.
Year.
I know. Isn't it nice? It's classy.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like a JCPenney model. I just do a little model here for you.
Yeah, we modeled you in the magazine,
oh, come
actually.
On,
look
Pastor
at this.
Kathy. There I am. Posing,
well, can you see it?
Posing for you guys.
So but you got it before I got it.
I did, and it was such a blessing and so much fun to get in your glorious merch, to have it ready, come in the conference, ready to receive, because God has something in store for us, ladies, that's going to just change our lives.
Yeah.
It's a life-changing conference.
It is, and the staff's all getting together. We're planning the decorations and everything. Renee Miller's going to kick it off with a great worship team.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the date's Friday, March the 6th, 7 p.m., Saturday, March the 7th. At 9 a.m. right here at the ministry headquarters in our Covenant Church sanctuary. Admission's free, but you can register because that lets us know how many are coming.
That's
And we're also going to have that live stream that people get to join in, and we get to hear your questions even beforehand, so let us know because we're going to have that glorious living, live glorious living
live
program with Jesse and Jody and Chrissy and Kathy.
I love it so much.
Yes, on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. That's going to be for about 45 minutes. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come together for worship, and I'll have a word of God for you that God is going to transform your life, and then we're going to have time of prayer, and also can't forget the giveaways.
The giveaways. And do we have some great ones planned? I got the list, and I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. So come ready to receive. It's so important that we gather together as women in faith, knowing that we serve a great, glorious God that wants us to walk in victory each and every day. And Pastor Kathy, it's all year long. This is the time of year when we gather together, but glorious living goes on all the time, no
it
matter
really does.
What.
It
that's
does.
That's what we stand on at this ministry.
And that's what this program's been all about since we launched it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, glorious has been a word that's just ignited my heart for many, many years. And then I had the conference called Glorious, and then we started this program.
Mm-hmm.
But it really just reveals how God really wants us to live. In fact, the scripture that God put on my heart for this year, which I'm going to touch in on and in some of my messages, because it's called from Luke chapter 13, verse 17, it says, all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And I believe this conference, people are going to leave rejoicing because of all the glorious things God has done for them while they're here in the meeting. So come, bring your faith, and you're going to leave changed.
Ooh, bring your faith. Use your faith voice. Get excited. I have a glorious story for someone who couldn't be here in person, but they watched online and it totally changed their life. It says, thank you, Pastor Kathy. I'm so blessed and encouraged by your powerful teachings at the Glorious Conference. I've been sharing my testimony and sharing Jesus so much more since listening to Glorious. I love you and bless you from Wales, United Kingdom. So across the pond, as they say, they live in glorious everywhere, whether it's the United States, England, Wales, Australia, everywhere.
And God wants us to be contagious with our glorious self.
Yeah.
You know, and so many people, you get around people, they're like down and they're depressed and they're sad. But it's wonderful when you can get around somebody that's full of the joy of the Lord because you know that God really does want you to have a glorious life. So be contagious. Be a super spreader for the glory of God.
Amen.
And you'll see your life change, but not just yours. You'll see others' lives changed as well.
I love it so much. And one of the best parts for Glorious for me is meeting with the ladies before and after, and I get some awesome time to do interviews with some of the ladies afterwards just to hear how God changed them through the conference and what they're going to take back to their families, to their homes. And I love that you use that word contagious because we have a clip from a beautiful lady who shared what the Lord placed on her heart, and I'd love for us to watch it right now so that we can get excited about what's coming up this year. So take a look now.
My experience is always just the anointing of the Lord, just the getting to meet new women from different places. Pastor Kathy always comes with just an inspiring word from God, the truth Pastor Jesse even spoke today about the truth of God, how to empower women, that we have the authority. We can step out in boldness, use your testimony to give God the glory and for others to be changed. When they see that we've experienced, how does she say it today? Whenever we give our testimony and we tell people what God's done in our life, they can perceive that as truth because it's a real true experience. It's the touch of God. So I was blessed today, just refilled, revived, and just feel ready to go back out there and be contagious. Strike that match. There's a hiss, but strike that match and be contagious for the Lord.
I just love her. I mean, it is contagious. When she said that word, mm-hmm. and she said, be contagious for the Lord, you can feel it oozing out of her, the enthusiasm and the joy. And it starts at Glorious. When you come here expecting, mm-hmm. and you learn just how to take that authority, why is it so important that we know that?
Well, it's important that you know who you are, but what God gave to you. And this is why I think it's so faith-building. It's so uplifting, because there are a lot of places women go, they're pushed down. But God wants us to know that He came to lift us up. In fact, the first person that God gave the wonderful resurrection announcement to was a woman.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's pretty important.
You know
important.
How they say, telegraph, telephone, and tell a woman.
Oh, I did not know that, but that's
you
so
didn't
good.
Know.
I said that so many stuff.
Anyway,
true.
But God knows that if He gives the message to a woman, she'll get it out there.
And she got it done. I tell you, she went running to let everybody know that He's alive, and He's alive now.
Yeah, but He just didn't give you a message. He gave you authority to go into your world, change your world with faith.
Amen.
Using your faith voice, mm-hmm. and speaking and declaring things. Because I think when you go into a difficult situation, the Spirit of God always gives you the courage, and He gives you the wisdom. He gives you the direction of what to say and what to do. And you know, if you're not sure, the smart thing to do is just take a pause, center in, listen to the Father, and ask Him to give you the words to say. And He will. He'll give you the words to pray, and you will be a part of changing that situation. Why? Because Jesus said, I give you authority.
Come on.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel. That wasn't just to the disciples. He told that to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us have been entrusted with a message that needs to be shared.
That's
we
right.
need to be contagious with our faith, contagious with our joy, contagious with the glorious message of the gospel.
I love when you say, be a super spreader of Jesus. And that's what we do here at the conference. And I love when you say to share the testimony. It's mm-hmm. so important that we look at our own lives. We look at our stories. We look at how we've been healed, how the Lord's touched us in significant ways. And He'll bring people in your path mm-hmm. where you can have that open door to share about His goodness.
Yes.
And I love that you encourage people to do that. You it's know, so important.
It is. You know, Chrissy, lately the Lord has been really showing me the importance of the greater works, and how we've read the scripture in John, how Jesus said, the works that I do, you're going to do, but you do them even greater. And we have put salvation off to the side. We're thinking the greater works must be, oh, I'm going to have someone come out of a wheelchair. Oh,
wow.
I'm going to pray and $1 million is going to come into my... No, greater works... To me, the greatest work in the world is someone getting born again.
Yes, God.
And I often point to my husband and said, this guy was a greater work. God did this. Well, I couldn't have done it. I tried for 5 years to change him, and I couldn't.
Wow.
So after we were married 5 years, finally he listens to me and say, and when I told, because I was born again about 2 years before him, almost that amount. And I said, Billy Graham's coming on TV. Why don't you watch him with me? And he cursed and said, why would I want to do that?
Oh, goodness.
And so I said, well, look, he's pulling more people than you are. And that got caught his attention. I didn't say it as a put down, and he didn't take it as that, because I said, look, he's filling up a stadium. He must be saying something.
He's important, yeah.
Yeah, and so he said, well, yeah, and he had a little time. So God used that strategic moment, the words that I said.
That's right.
Plus the moment that Billy Graham was on TV. This is why Jesse and I love television ministry. Both of us were changed and were born again watching television, the gospel presented on television. And so He commissioned us to do the same. But here it is, Jesse prayed that prayer, and then a greater work happened.
Come on.
Supernaturally transformed in an instant. You know, when you pray something with your heart, believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth, you will be saved. This is what the Bible tells us to do in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. If you would just believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you will be saved. And so that is a greater work, and that transformed his life instantly. And then, of course, it was a growth process, and then God called him into the ministry. Here it is. We're 50 years since it's first, he preached his first message in January of 1976. And here we are going forth, preaching, reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. That is a greater work.
It sure is.
And so we have to realize that the assignment to reach our families with the gospel is a great work. So don't shrink back what God has empowered you to do.
And
that's what you're going to hear here at Glorious Conference.
Just a snippet.
You're going to get empowered to realize that your testimony matters. You may not know all the Bible, but you know your story.
Yes.
You know how God impacted and changed your life.
Yes.
And that is going to come across as so real and authentic that it will transform someone's life and they will become a greater work.
Oh,
did you love that?
Just deserved a hand clap. That was glorious. And I love when you talk about, too, how you were so bold in your faith, even just coming to know the Lord and sharing it with Brother Jesse, but you'd also talk to his bandmates whole little church in the
hotel rooms.
Yeah, I couldn't
get them to go with me to church because every time if we weren't traveling, I would always find a church to go to. I always invited them. They didn't want to go. Jesse didn't want to go. I brought him a few times. It was not a good experience.
Ooh,
and so I don't want to get into all that whole thing, but at one point, I said, why don't y'all just come and I got a sermon I want y'all to hear because I had someone gave me a tape or I don't know how I got it, but I put it on, I had a little tape recorder.
I remember
working on it, made it like worship music I put in the front. I put altar call music on
the end. You had a service plan.
I created my own little church service that I was pastoring them before I even knew I was called to pastor.
Come on. That's awesome.
But anyway, they didn't want to come, but Jesse made them come because I told them, look, I'll go hear y'all sing. Y'all come hear me preach. So I come to my
wisdom.
Church. Anyway, God wisdom. Gave me that. So I remember I put them all, they came all in the room. They sat on the edge of the bed and listened. I could just see it like it was, like it's right now. And so I said, okay, now who wants to ask Jesus to come into your life? And does anybody want to get saved? And nobody answered.
Yeah.
But later on, and so at that point, I felt like I didn't see the results at that moment, but I knew God had done something.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years later, even after we broke up, one after another got born again and had an impact with God. And so I know it made an impact on their life, but you have to do what God's calling you to do.
Yeah.
You have to be obedient to follow His voice and not be afraid. And so that was a greater work. But I was bold in the beginning because it was so real. And
yes.
It is so real. It hasn't changed. And here I've been born again since 1973. So it's been an amazing journey and it's continuing to grow in me. And I just want to be contagious to those that God brings in my path.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm excited about Glorious 2026.
Yeah, and you shared your
testimony.
Every
time I preach, it's like it's real and I want to communicate that.
It's so real and people are taking hold of that fact and they're running with it. And I have another awesome clip I want to share because, some ladies, they know they're called to ministry, but they might be a little afraid to step out. Well, this clip is from a lady who knows that she's called by the Lord and that reinforced in her while she was at the Glorious Conference. Take a look.
Everything Pastor Kathy said resonated with me. For me personally, I'm stepping out fully in ministry. And one thing she said was let go of fear and walk in faith and trust God. So as women, it's our time. It's our time to rise up, trust God, and know that we have the power of God's Holy Spirit. We have the equipment of other people to help us walk in His purposes on purpose.
Walk in God's purposes on purpose.
Yeah, I love that. Well, isn't she wonderful? I love seeing her inspired that her faith was ignited to step forth and do what God has called her to do.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, places you go, they're going to put you down.
Yeah.
That'll never happen at Glorious.
That's right.
We trust God to guide people and to lead them. And I believe they receive messages when they come here, not just from what I say on the pulpit, but the Holy Spirit's in the room.
Amen.
And there's something that happens that gets ignited. It's a strategic shift that happens when you step out and obey God and go where He tells you to go.
Amen.
So when you come to Glorious, or when you tune in, you expect to hear something that will transform your life.
Amen. And I love that she's in ministry and she knows her identity in Christ, but it was reinforced here to take it to the next level. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're a minister of the gospel, a pastor of a church, or you're a woman called into ministry. Maybe you're an author, whatever your talents, whatever God's using you.
Or a singer.
Yeah. Oh, hello. or a singer.
Worship leader.
Worship leader. Whatever it is, that God will use you mightily. And when you come here, and when Pastor Kathy, when you speak the gospel from the pulpit as a woman in authority, knowing that the Lord called you to begin this church and that you stepped into your rightful position as pastor, it stirs people up. It's a beautiful example of saying yes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so I just encourage you, if that's who you are, if you're a woman who's a minister, who wants to get equipped, who wants to see their vision reignited, because I believe you are also a vision specialist, Pastor Kathy. You see the visions,
yes.
You and you come in here with your vision at Glorious too as a woman, something kicks up in you and out of you, and you get to take that to your church, congregation, your family, in your corner of the world,
yeah.
And you're going to make a difference for Jesus, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, well, you know, early on, there were a lot of people that came across my path to try to steal the vision, to knock me out, to basically knock me out of commission. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember so many stories I had told years ago about how when Jesse, we went to a minister's conference, and I was supportive of Jesse. I was never in the front of the camera. In the beginning, there weren't even cameras.
Yeah.
So Jesse went out preaching, and I was supportive of that. Prayed for him to get born again, knew that God was calling him to preach the gospel. And so I remember going to a minister's conference, and Jesse played the piano, he sang, he exhorted because someone else was speaking. We were brand new, just licensed in the ministry. And so he went there, and afterwards I was standing around talking with people, and this elderly pastor came up to me, or minister that was at the conference. And so he says, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, you know," I'm thinking, those kind of questions always knock me in the, basically like a kick in the gut, because I never really felt like I had much that I was able to do, because usually the evangelist's wife was a singer, or she played piano or something like that. Well, I didn't do any of those things. Yeah. I mean, I tried to play the piano. You don't want to hear it. It was really not good. But so I said, I support my husband in the ministry. I don't sing or anything. I started talking about what I don't do.
Wow.
He really wasn't asking me that, but I felt condemned in some way. And I think that's what he felt too, because he says, "I have some advice for you." And so I said, "Well, what is that?" I thought maybe it would be great. He was an older gentleman. He says, "Why don't you learn to play the accordion so that you can help your husband in the ministry?" That
the
was his
accordion.
Advice. Play the accordion.
Oh, my. And that's not really good advice. Of all the
it
things
wasn't.
To play?
I know. Well, there's some people that really do a good job on the accordion. So that wasn't the issue. But later when I told that story, somebody sent me a picture of it was a picture of an angel handing out harps to people that were going to heaven. And the people that were going to hell were getting the accordion. That really encouraged me. In fact, I framed it and I have it in my office. I just love looking
at
that.
That is awesome, though. That is awesome. But yeah, as a woman, it can feel a little bit intimidating.
You know, and this happens not just whether you're called to ministry or whatever maybe your dream may be. There's always going to be, the devil's going to make sure that there are people who I call dream killers that would want to come and steal your dream. But God wants you to get into places with other people that will help you to stir up the gift of God, not push down the calling.
Yes.
But this is what you're going to hear when you come to Glorious. You're going to be built up. You're going to be strengthened and encouraged. And God is going to fill you up to overflowing so that you can fulfill the plan He has for your life.
Oh, come on, Pastor Kathy. That's awesome advice. And I'll tell you what, when people come to Glorious, a lot of the times I meet ladies and they might be filled with a little confusion about what direction to take, what path to take, you know, to step into a new season of life. Or maybe they're walking into motherhood for the first time, or maybe they opened a business.
Right.
And they need that direction. And when we get under one roof, we start praising God. We have the worship music. We have ministry time.
Yeah.
They get to be fellowshipping with one another.
Yeah.
Making connections
That's
is
right.
another thing. Things start igniting in you, and you're like, wow, God, I know exactly what to do because you've given me the power to recognize
it. Yeah, there's a freedom in the house. There's no hindrance so that you can hear from God and you can be reignited to step out into your glorious future.
Glorious future, because we do have a glorious future.
Amen.
Amen. And I love this clip that we have. This beautiful lady's talking about celebrating Jesus and how important it is. Take a look.
So many different types of women from so many different walks of life all coming together for the one purpose, and that's to just celebrate Jesus and just to give the truth from their heart and from the Word and just to inspire all of us. It was very nice.
I loved her energy. You could tell she's filled up with God's presence, talking about women of all walks of life.
Yes.
That's so true. I often say when we go to Glorious or even just Covenant Church on a Sunday morning, it is a representation of heaven. Mm-hmm. There's all different types of races. Everybody's
yes.
represented mm-hmm. and under one roof, worshiping God, celebrating Jesus. You really don't see that often anymore mm-hmm. with a church congregation.
Yes, that's what I like about Glorious. We have women of all different races and ages,
yes.
and we have young teenage girls there. We have older women there. Even some of the men come in and different ages. Of course, I have our serving teams that the men work and help us to get Glorious together and do all that we do. And so it's a team effort.
It really
but
is.
But it's like it looks like what heaven's going to look like.
It
all
does.
The beautiful different faces. And yeah. I love seeing all of that.
It's so true. And I can remember looking back, I was a young girl, young teenage girl, preteen, really.
Yes.
And I was in Glorious. And I can just remember walking in and looking around and saying, man, whatever these ladies have, I want it.
Yeah.
Especially like my mom and my sister's 7 years older than me, and she's my role model, really, and she still is, but I just watched her be on fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not being afraid, not being timid. You have ladies jumping for joy, being free, not caring what other people think, and as a young girl, I remember saying, I want that.
Yeah.
And now look at me, wearing my sweatshirt with Pastor Kathy. And it's just really great to reflect on that, because I believe teenagers, if you have teenagers, young girls,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you're a mother. Bring them and tell them, get ready to have your life change. Build that anticipation in them to get excited for Jesus. I know a lot of people go to those concerts. They fill the stadiums. They're wearing the merch of the person
singing.
And they
come expecting to get entertained.
Exactly.
They come expecting something, mm-hmm. and then they enjoy the experience, and that not all of that is bad.
Yeah.
But we come when you come to Glorious, come expecting to be celebrated, because we decorate the place in honor of you that are coming.
We do.
Because we want you to feel. To understand that we know you're special,
mm-hmm.
and we want you to realize that you're special and you could receive from God. We're going to rejoice about all the glorious things that God has already done,
mm-hmm.
what He's doing and what He's going to do
right.
in your life, because we've come together in faith, and something happens when people come together in faith. I'm thinking things are ignited.
Yeah.
We celebrate God in that house.
We do.
Celebrate Jesus, and it changes our future.
It does. And I love it you mentioned the decorations, because, you know, we like a little glitz and glamour here at Glorious. And the Simply Put ladies do an amazing job decorating.
Mm-hmm.
We have a photo wall in the floor of the church where you can gather with your girlfriends, your family, take pictures, post them on social
yes.
media with hashtag Glorious2026. We love looking at them and just getting excited, because, I don't know, there's something about smiling faces.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't have to wait till Glorious to do that. Do that this week. Maybe
yeah.
have an image from last year when
yes.
you were there, said you could post maybe of yourself and said, I went last year and I'm coming back again.
I'm coming
Why don't
back.
You come with me? You
yes.
know, help us celebrate this. Help us spread the word. Be a super spreader
yeah.
about the Glorious Conference,
yeah.
because it is transformational.
It really is transformational. So you post it today. Share this program with somebody. Let them know that it's next week.
Woo!
I'm using my faith voice to say, come to Glorious. It's free. I like
yes.
that word.
Yes. It's not like that most places.
Yeah,
you know, not only is it not only is it free, we also give gifts away.
That's right.
And the ladies come in and get celebrated, and they have a fun time.
I know. I love that we make sure that you feel blessed. You feel highly favored by God, because that's what they say all the time when people leave. They said, man, this was a, what was it, 6-star, 7-star? It's the
yeah,
stars
six
keep
star.
Building.
First it was 4-star, 5-star, 6-star. We
yeah.
just want to be the most stars.
We
think
most
7
star.
Is like God's number, so we think we hit the 7-star.
We're the 7-star.
But we
star.
Still want to maintain that, and we're always, because we value the women that God
yeah.
brings to the conferences, and we just love seeing them leave encouraged and blessed and strengthened.
Yes.
It's all about that. It's
yes.
all about doing that. In fact, I love the fact that, you know, I just every year I trust God to guide me on what to get. I mean, I gave a couple of really great gifts. It was Louis Vuitton purses.
Best gift giver I've ever met.
And so I remember seeing them. They were coming. They're running. So for a long time we'd give gifts every time. But after a while I started feeling kind of sad that some of the people maybe were older or maybe in high heels or work farther from the back.
That's
we had
right.
a certain way that we would give gifts away.
Yes.
You know, do you have this in your purse
mm-hmm.
or answer this question, or if you could get to the front first. So I was just at one year, I just thought, oh no, they're gonna wreck.
It was getting a little crazy.
Ahead. They were having fun, though.
They were.
So I thought, let's make it a little more fair. So now we have like a number that they pull.
Yes.
And so no matter where you're sitting in the house, no matter what you're, hey, we can even send a runner to get it to you.
Yes.
Because I know we want everybody to enter in expecting their to receive in the gift-giving portion of the conference.
And it's safe. And that's because these ladies were
but it's still
ready
fun.
To rock. I mean, I'm telling you, they were about to... collision, some of them. But I love that we did it that way. You're right, because everybody has a chance to enjoy it, to sit together, to relax. How often do women get to relax? We wear a lot of hats. Mother, wife, a lot of us are working. And so it's a lot. Stress. The stress of the world is real. Mm-hmm. But when you come here, it's like cast your cares before the Lord. Just walk in and get ready to be reignited and refreshed in His presence. And like I said before, it's always a good time to put Jesus first. Always.
That's so good.
And so that's what we do here at Glorious. We put Jesus first. We celebrate Him. And we see things change and have that time of refreshing. I love when you have the opportunity to meet the ladies, Pastor Kathy, and to agree with them in prayer.
Yes.
And when the Lord leads you to do that special time of ministry, I mean, there's tears flowing. And there's the love of God is present, and it's just so important that we get filled up because we need to be equipped.
It is, and I love meeting the ladies and praying with them, but also meeting them when we have our book signing time. Usually that's done on a Saturday morning, but it's great that we can come together and connect. And I remember hearing some of the stories. You know, we brought a crew this year. Last year when we were here, I remember when I met a whole bunch of them from North Louisiana that came, and you could tell they were having a good time. They get the hotel room. They decide what restaurants to go to because there's a lot of great restaurants here in the city. So make it an experience. You know, you could come alone. That's true. And you can make new friends. But it's even better if you can bring a carload and bring somebody with you because y'all can enjoy it together. You can take a picture together in the foyer of the church.
Yes.
There's a nice setup, you know, because a lot of churches that come, they have their event that they put on. And those that are in leadership really can't enter in the same
way
because they're working that conference and maybe in their church.
Yeah.
But this one, they'll come. And this is one that they can be just sit back and absorb and enter in and receive. So sometimes if you're always giving out, you need to get to a place where you can receive.
The truth. That is the biggest thing. And I really do. You can see the load that people, maybe you've been carrying a heavy load and you need to just release it and say, Lord, I need to be filled up to overflowing. I'm telling you what, this conference is unlike any other ones because it just really, it teaches the truth of the gospel. It teaches it plainly and simply, but it gets you excited about it. You're not going to see us go like, woohoo, this is great. Like, no, we wake up. We are up and we're ready for action here.
Yeah. And you know, when I first got born again, I was going to a small church and different places I'd go. They'd have women's conferences. And then I'd go, I'd say, oh, I would never want to have a conference if that's what it was like. Because they would have like, either they would have just a fashion show where they talk down to the ladies or talk about how they needed to be in subjection and how they needed to, all the, it was hard. It was, I always
harsh.
I left empty. Mm-hmm. But so I said, we're never looking forward to going to a women's conference, but this is different.
Oh, yes.
This is electric. This is exciting. This is in the presence of God. And I just think that's why I want everybody to be here.
That's right.
It's just really glorious. It's the only word that I can describe it as.
Really is.
Because it seems like heaven. I often say this phrase, heaven comes down, kisses the earth, and we get caught between the smacks.
Yes,
so there's something
do.
That happens, that there's a divine connection that happens between heaven and earth, but also between each other. And God creates these moments where we can come together and develop relationships.
Oh,
I believe that you'll be changed forever.
Oh,
when you take the time to be here, right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries in Destrehan, Louisiana, that is a suburb of New Orleans. We're just really close to the New Orleans International Airport, so it's easy to get here. And you will never be the same once you come here. You will be changed forever.
I know I was changed all those years ago as a young girl coming to Glorious, and God changed the trajectory of my life and the blessings that have unfolded. So yes, get here. Be here in the presence of God. Bring your girlfriends, bring your family, and just rejoice with us and celebrate what God's doing. Use your faith voice to get here. You might be looking at your calendar or you might be looking at your circumstances going, there ain't no way. But we're saying there is a way.
Yes.
There is a way you can get here. God will provide whatever you need to get to Destrehan, Louisiana, and to be with us. And we can't wait to welcome you here.
That's right. It'll be a fun time together in the presence of God and with us. Who wouldn't want to be around Chrissy?
Oh, well, come on, Pastor Kathy. Kathy. We're talking about Pastor Kathy Duplantis here. Come on. Thank you. But I love that we get to work together. We get to be together. And to me, this is the best job of all, to let women out there know, and the men too. We're not leaving you out. And the men, you can have a glorious life. It's available today. You're designed for glorious living. And it's so exciting to say that word. Even just saying the word glorious uplifts your spirits, makes you excited.
It sure does. And you know, do me a favor, just one thing, just be praying for the conference.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you are hearing all of these things, and some of you are coming, some of you are not, but please enter into prayer with me in agreement for the will of God to be established, that people's lives will be changed, that people will be ignited, the presence of God will be there. You know, I've been praying this way for months now, looking forward to this conference, but it's important that we all unite together in prayer, and I believe that we can see things change when we do that. It may be something that even if you can't come, you can write that comment or that prayer thing that you're praying for specifically in the comments.
That's right.
And we'll pray and agree with you no matter what you're dealing with today. Just know that we love you and we're praying for you to God to trust, to strengthen your life and build you up. This is why we're here today.
This is why we're here. Praise God. It's always good to talk about Jesus and the glorious life that he has planned.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for joining me at Glorious Living. Chrissy, again, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Always love it when you're with me here on the set.
Me too. And thank you for having this vision of having this conference, because without your vision for this, it wouldn't be possible. You said yes to the Lord. You stepped out and you did it. And Pastor Kathy, so many have been changed because of
it. Yes,
so
and I appreciate all the team that comes together to help me to do this, our partners that help us to put it on as well, to do all the things that we do. So thank you, partners, for being a part of Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Here we are in our 50th year. You've been helping us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. Thank you so much. And oh, if you're not a partner and you want to be, the Lord is speaking with you, you can do that by using the information that's on the screen. We have a wonderful army of people, a whole team of people all over the world that are pulling together, believing God together to see the vision of Jesus come to pass, which is to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
And so that Jesus can be glorified and lifted up. We want everybody to be born again.
Amen.
That's the will of God.
Amen. Amen. It sure is.
We want everybody to have a glorious life.
Yes.
And it's available.
Possible. It's available. It's now.
Yes.
Get ready.
We're
for
pulling
glorious.
It in.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C. Chrissy and I will be right back to see you, and we will love seeing everything that God is doing. We want to hear testimonies of what God is doing in your life so we can rejoice together. God bless you. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis is Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.